obvious differences of opinion. Decimus was dogmatic and rigid, growing angry easily with his son, who agreed with him about nothing. Julia teased and provoked. Phoebe was the peacemaker. She reminded Hadassah of her own mother, quiet, unassuming, but with a strength that pulled the family together again when the discussions became too heated. Later on, Octavia came to call.
"She's so ugly,"
Octavia said, looking at Hadassah with distaste. "Why ever did your mother choose her for you?" Julia's pride was stung, and she tipped her chin.
"She is ugly, but she tells wonderful stories. Come here, Hadassah. Tell Octavia about King David and his mighty men. Oh, and tell her about the man with six fingers."
Hadassah obeyed, blushing with shyness. "She knows others as well," Julia said when she finished.
"She told me about a Tower of Babel that explains where all the languages came from. Utterly ridiculous, of course, but amusing."
"Well, I suppose that's something," Octavia conceded. "My maid speaks only rudimentary Greek." She and Julia walked arm in arm along the pathways. They sat on a bench near a statue of a nude Apollo. Hadassah remained close by in attendance, while the two young women leaned together, whispering and laughing. Octavia's beautiful Ethiopian said not a word, but every now and then her haughty eyes would rest with dark loathing on Octavia. As she listened, Hadassah was embarrassed by Octavia's free talk. However, she was even more distressed over Julia's rapt attention and clear desire to absorb every word and idea the girl had to offer.
"Is it true you're to marry Claudius Flaccus?"
Octavia asked after a long description of a festival she had attended and the adventures she had had there. Julia's gaiety died.
"Yes," she said miserably. "It's all arranged. How could Father do such a thing to me? Claudius Flaccus is almost as old as he is. Your father is an Ephesian and covets good Roman blood."
Julia's chin tilted and her dark eyes flashed. It was no secret that Octavia's father, Drusus, was distantly related to the Caesars through an illegitimate sister of one of Augustus's offspring. Octavia liked to remind Julia that there was a spoonful of royal blood in her veins, a small stab to make Julia aware how fortunate she was to have a friend with such illustrious connections.
"There's nothing wrong with our blood, Octavia."
Julia's father could buy Drusus with the snap of his fingers. What the family lacked in royal blood, they more than made up for in wealth.
"Don't take offense at everything, Julia,"
Octavia laughed. "If my father could..."